Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I think we're back. You know what I did there is I flip in. You got to put in how much time your show's going to be when I go into the studio. So I didn't do that, and so it let me go for 15 seconds or 15 minutes. So we're not starting it from the beginning. All right, that's not what we're doing. We're going to keep it rolling. All right, here's a couple more songs. We'll be right back. Hump Day with Harrell. I am Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Walk with me now. I'll go with you now. Walk with me now. I'll show you how. Walk with me now.
size ain't shit. Better duck quick. Replay of Chucky part 2, call it Chuck Quick. Some niggas stay hard, some niggas get sorrier. Insane ass the warf, little watching warrior. Tonight's your death date, you die in a slow rate. Let's hope the chain started to tear your chest for your heart's sake. Give me a knife and cut his bodies to pieces. Remember what happened to your motherfucking nieces. Nigga think I'm a hoe, but I'm letting them know. Every head I cut off, half of that goes to Cujo. I cut a throat with a goddamn stick. All bodies found dead, fuck it, blame it on Chuck Ray. The world's smallest killer, I can't wait till they bury me. Every arm I chop off, I get the fingers to charity. I saw a dead body just about my size. Razor blade to his face, now I can see out both eyes. It's time for breakfast, but I don't want eggs. Just jelly and toast and bacon and legs. If you try to diss, that's fine with me. Hug this, is that fine with you, G? Chuck Wick Bill is from another dimension. Unsatisfied nigga with barbaric intentions. Sometimes I'm invisible, sometimes I'm seen. Sometimes I'm a pitchfork, sometimes I'm guillotine. Extra ketchup on those french fried knees. No tomato on that chopper with cheese. I'm getting thirsty, now what I'ma try? Blood dry. You think I'm crazy? You think I'm insane? Just because I wasn't born, I was found on a fucking train. You wanna rumble? Well, get up, Trick. If you fuck, you get fucked by that nigga named Chuck. You better murder me, put me to rest. But if you don't, I come out shooting with my head in a bird's chest. Pissed off the way I'm always sounding. Kill a punk in 82 and they just now found him. Some say I'm crazy, some say I'm on crack. Before I die, cut off my leg and let me die in Iraq. A born loser. Some say I'm mindless. If I get pissed off, he leaves naked and spineless. Worse than Charles Manson, never happened to equal. When sleepwalking last night, he killed 300 people. When I woke up, they had me chained to the floor. When they told me what I did, I killed 300 more. Yo, you wanna rumble? Well, go get your war hat. I went to jail for assault with a car jack. I might be small, but my nuts are big. The worst thing that you could do is let me keep your fucking kids. Cause I'ma teach them how to act. And if they ain't acting right, they dying tonight. So, ain't no use in you trying to spot them. I'll send you a motherfucking note that says Chucky's got it.
Little Bushwick Bill and Chucky right there. He wants bacon and legs, not bacon and eggs. Anyways, hey, real quick, a little bit on our region's flooding history. Sacramento's risk of flooding is the greatest of any major city in the country. Over the past few decades, our area has experienced significant, sometimes devastating flooding. The most notable flooding occurred in 86, 95, 97, and 2006. Excuse me. The Sacramento Area Flood Control Agency identifies Sacramento as the nation's greatest metropolitan flood risk. 1986, in February 1986, a vigorous low-pressure system drifted east out of the Pacific, creating a Pineapple Express that lasted throughout February 24th and unleashed unprecedented amounts of rain in Northern California. In Sacramento, nearly 10 inches of rain fell in an 11-day period. The overwhelming floodwaters tore bridges from their foundations, punched through levees. The Northern California flood resulted in 13 deaths, 50,000 people evacuated, and over $400 million in property damage. So, I mean, they're claiming, you guys, they're claiming that this is like the most gnarliest there ever was, or there ever is, for floods, man. We start flooding like that, and we could have the biggest, it says bigger than Sandy, the hurricane. I mean, we could have bigger devastation than that. I'm looking at streets flooded back in 95. In 95, heavy rains hit the Sacramento area, causing widespread localized flooding. In particular, in the Arcade, Morrison, Florin, Union, and Dry Creeks. I mean, there's full-on roads that are just plastered, man. I mean, it's ugly. Let's see. The most recently, 2005-2006 event earned the name New Year's Eve Storm, because it soaked the region and caused widespread localized flooding during the first days of the New Year's Eve in 2005 through the first few days of 2006. And although this flood event was not the magnitude of those in the past, it did cause residents to be vigilant and question their individual storm readiness. More than 370 square miles of Sacramento County is within the 100-year floodplain. And in addition, many areas within the county Many areas within the county have local flood hazard areas. These floodplain maps are available directly from for FEMA at the FEMA Map Service website and Sacramento County Online GIS Map Viewer. The public can also view the FEMA maps at the Sacramento County Department of Water Resources. I mean, we're right on the floodplain. You know, they're not joking when they say if it all hits the fan, that this is going to be beachfront property right here. I was talking with Mad Dog, man, and he can't wait. He said his house is going up. It's going up in value. But, man, what a – that is just crazy. I was reading this, you know, trying to find some stuff on it. And it's the greatest of any major city in the country. Sacramento's risk of flooding is the greatest of any major city in the country. That's pretty gnarly, folks. I mean, that's saying something right there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Bat down the hatches, man, because it's going to start flooding. It's on. Here we go. Let's just move it on. Okay, with Harrell. Real quick, we just got an update on the CFP College Championship game. That's like the Super Bowls, you know, for college. Alabama Crimson Tide is ahead 24-14 over the Clemson Tigers, the dumb Clemson Tigers, all right? I guess I got to be an Alabama Crimson Tide fan because that's where my lady is. That's where she went to school, and she says Roll Tide, so let's go. Let's do this. Late night, come home. we ever figure out what Yankee Rose was? I think we were asking some people, and I don't know if we looked it up or not. What the hell is a Yankee Rose? Is it like, you know, the little rebel chick? That's what a Yankee Rose is. But anyways, here's a little more on the storm and, you know, what kind of risk we're at in Sacramento, man. It says, wait if a superstorm strikes Sacramento. Flooding danger puts the capital at risk of a disaster worse than Sandy. Man, come on. For real? Superstorm Sandy made one thing clear to millions in the New York area. Despite modern transportation and communication system, the extensive water and electricity services, nature is still in control. The same is true in Sacramento. We're screwed. California's capital city is unlikely to experience a devastating hurricane, and it doesn't rely on subway systems to keep its economy moving the way New York does. But aside from New Orleans, they just said it was the worst one in history or in the United States, and now it says New Orleans. They don't know what's going on. Sacramento has the greatest flood risk of any major urban area in America. In America, Sacramento has the greatest flood risk of any major urban area in America, folks. Come on now, right? I mean, that's something to be said there. A levee breach in Sacramento could cause many deaths and cripple the economy for 1.4 million people in the metro area who depend on some degree on the city of Sacramento staying dry. 1.4 million people right here, bam, in Sacramento and the greater area. How such a disaster would unfold depends on many variables. Where the levee would break, what time of the year, if it was a weekend or a weekday, I mean, which river, right? I mean, there's all kinds. None of the variables can be controlled. We can't control any of them. It's going to happen. Mama Nature comes through and says, bam, it's on. And in some ways, a Sacramento flood could be much worse than a New York hurricane. Rick Martinez, chief of the emergency services for the city and county. We've got one guy for everything. I don't know about that. Sacramento noted that experts apply hurricane speed, intensity, destination, and arrival time with fairly high accuracy. A levee break can be difficult to predict with precision. Yeah, you know, you just got to be inspecting that stuff, man. You know, you never know when it's going to go, but you got to inspect that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of levees around here. If it happens, residents of some neighborhoods could have little as 20 minutes to flee before the water gets 1 foot deep. At that point, self-evacuations are more difficult because driving a car becomes impossible. Not impossible. Come on now. That window is really narrow, and there is a whole host of things that could occur that would slow us down, Martinez said. It's going to be very difficult to get everyone out. There's just no way to say it nicely. Man, he's just like throwing it out there. Some of you ain't going to make it, is what he just said. You know, you ain't going to make it. So get a little boat with a little motor for that day when it happens, and you're down the river, all right? Everybody needs a little boat. Another key difference is that most Sacramento residents actually live below the water level flowing by in the rivers, especially when rivers swell in a storm. This means recovering from the levee break could take a very long time because it could take weeks or months just to pump out the water from the flood. Billions of dollars in levee and dam improvements are underway in the area, supported by local, state, and federal tax dollars. That's all your tax dollars, all my tax dollars, local, state, federal. They all want a piece, don't they? We got to build some levees. You know what's funny to me, you guys, is a long time ago, okay, they didn't pay that many taxes, like in like the 50s, 40s. You know, they paid taxes, but we didn't pay all that tons of taxes. And they still had roads. They still had levees. They still had pavement. They still had city. I mean, they had it all. I don't know what happened here, why they got to take so much more now. It blows my mind. I mean, we had it in the old days, and we didn't pay that much. So, come on. I know, you know, you got to adjust for the times or whatever, but I don't buy it. All right? This is when they say billions of dollars in levy. Billions of dollars. And levee and dam improvements are underway. Billions. Billions. You know what? I can probably get that done for like 1.6 million. Billion, I mean. Excuse me. I'm not used to saying those big numbers. 1.6 billion. I'll bet I could dial them levees in. I should have let me bid it. I would have done it for half. All right, 1.6. 1.5. Let's just do 1.5 billion. Okay, I could have got them levees done. Residents need to be ready, Martinez said, and know how vital services would be affected. The B spoke of a number of experts to shed light on this fearful what-if scenario. If officials have enough information to know levees are threatened, their goal is to evacuate threatened areas before the levee break occurs. This would be driven by data on water level, flow volume provided by the river monitors, and by storm predictions. We've came close before. February 16th, 1986. American River swelled to less than 6 inches from the levee top, threatening to spill over and erode the levee in the process. Oh, man. Evacuations would apply only to areas where water is expected to flow. Other areas would be urged not to evacuate. Preserve escape routes for those who really do have to leave. Oh, man, so, I mean, it could get ugly, all right? But when the order goes out, it's important for you people to heed that warning. You know, don't be all, oh, yeah, the levee's going to break, dude. All right. You know what I mean? When they say go, you guys got to go. Anyone who stays behind is likely to create trouble for themselves and rescue crews later. It's just like a big fire in Tahoe, you know what I mean? And everyone's trying to get back to their house. And I had buddies, they were trying to save their houses, man, and they wouldn't let anybody back there. And I had buddies who, like, ran, like, I don't know, 2-3 miles through the woods, cut around and got to their house and turned on all the sprinklers and saved a couple of my friends lost their everything. But several neighborhoods, pocket area, Land Park, River Park, and Thomas, those are rescue areas. The levee break, floodwise waters would reach 1 foot deep in 2 hours or less. Wow, 2 hours, bam, we got a foot of water everywhere. Well, they do. As the flood continues, some of these areas would see water. And see, think of this. Wow. Some of these areas would see water that would rise enough to submerge a 2-story house. Are you kidding me? Residents who can't get out fast enough would have to be rescued. A 2-story house, you know what I'm saying? So if it's like this in a bus, it's flooding, and it just keeps coming. Rain just keeps coming, man. The snow keeps melting, and, I mean, it's just gnarly like that. It's crazy. Man, anyone left behind the flood will not have electricity. If a levee break is projected, the Sacramento Municipal Court would turn off the power in the affected areas. Blah, 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 blah. So the rest is all stupid, all right? But, no, it's not stupid. It's really important, actually. So heed that stuff, you know. I'm glad we talk about that a little bit. Tell you guys out there, drinking water and sewage, see, that's going to get all gumped up, too. So, man, you know, when they say it's flooding and stuff, it's no joke, all right, you guys? And then, you know, when you see it flowing across the road, you don't know what's under there. Even if you do know what's under there, it might have eroded away, so don't go driving through there. That's how, like, I don't know what the percentage was. It's really high. Percentage of deaths occur when people try to cross those little levee waterways and stuff. So don't do that, all right? Because it's flooding everywhere out there. Saw some guys out there. I saw a video. Bev, track my band, she sent me a video, man, of some guys kayaking down. I hear him say, dude, that sheriff just turned around. Hurry up. One guy's filming up here, and I think that's Mike. He was calling in earlier. He was wanting to talk to him about it. But and the other one guy in a kayak, and then like three people in a raft, they come by, and he screams out, dude, that cop car just flipped a bitch. Hurry up, or he's all stop or something. I don't know. It's funny. But they're out on the swole river, man. It must be fun. That's fun. But there was stuff in the water. It's dangerous, Mike. Man, you got to – there's debris in there and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I seen a bunch of logs and stuff. Your kayak pop, you get drugged down by a log. I mean, just be careful out there, man. Wear your life vest, all right? That's all I'm saying. All right. So that's enough from me for a minute. Let's play a couple more songs here. How you guys doing out there? All right. You guys hanging with me? It's kind of just me tonight. I'm just flapping my lips a little bit, talking about the storm. You know, I'm talking about dudes kayaking the rivers that are all swolled up. My buddy Jared Nocetti, he's a big kayaker, man. He's got some routes that nobody ever did on some rivers that he did, and I think he's got some named after him. Silver River, I believe, is and his kid's named Silver. All right, that's how much he's into kayak, and he named his kid a river. All right, so Man, be careful out there. Keep your vest on. This is Hump Day with Harrell. I am Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Numerous shots with a fofo. Back on the tongue of popo. Smoke them like cocoa. Fuck rap, coke by the boatload. Fuck that on the run by a gun high when I close. Let pole through some got clothes. Have your bullshit clock with the full clip. Motherfuckers better duck when the pool spit. One shot can make a nigga do a full flip. Seen a nigga laying a shot when the pool hit. Hey, my high you. No niggas wanna buy you. See me, I wanna fuck for free. Like I got Nelly. Take a spot, make you feel it inside your belly. Every time get the KY jelly. All night, get you wide up inside your telly. Side to side, you can say, JC, you're too much for me.
Bit of loneliness, a little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars.
I am
what I want you to want, what I want you to feel, and it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go, watching you turn your back like you always do, face the way and pretend that I'm not. I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
condoms in it. The same place where the bombs have been it. So all I do is rap sex. Imagine how I stroke. See how I've flown on my last set. Rapping fight like I'm blasting the tech. Never jammed though, never get high, never run out of ammo. Niggas hating the shit, cause they changed the bitch. Now you pay for it, I know what made you sick. And now you're out your role, but you never had war. No, not to carry your hoe, wanna marry your hoe. Now she's mad at me, cause your majesty just happened to be a pimp with a tragedy. She wants a sin, cause I fucked a friend. She gave me one more chance, and I fucked up again. I seen the tears as she busted in. I said, shit, there's a draft. Shut the door, bitch, come on in.
I am a little bit insecure, a little unconfident. You don't understand, I do what I can, but sometimes it don't make sense. Never had a doubt. It's like no matter what to do, I can't convince you. But what's just to hear me out? So I let go of watching you turn your back like you always do. Face away and pretend that I'm not. I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
Sparks officials say there's no loss of life to report because of flooding down there. However, there is still plenty to clean up.
That is for sure. The city says the Sparks industrial area is now effectively open after being closed to the public until this afternoon. Zach Mooney has more on the public and private efforts.
The Truckee River rose more than 14 feet as it flowed through Sparks. The water level crested around 19 and a half feet near Vista Monday morning, just a foot and a half away from major flood stage. The river swallowed up this bike path near Spice Island Drive, leaving behind waves of mud as the water receded.
A lot of the water that is still standing is primarily come from the North Truckee Drain, and that stormwater runoff from the northern part of the valley.
City crews started cleaning debris and restoring power to traffic signals, while police opened the area to traffic where they could. Joe Burnett tried getting to his job, which is just one of 25,000 in this area, but water blocked some roadways through the afternoon.
When I first pulled up, I didn't assume there'd be water. So I was kind of surprised to see this water here. And also I thought, well, the worst case scenario is, you know, I anticipated there being a lot more water. So it's kind of here and there.
Businesses are starting to clean up here in the Sparks Industrial Center. And some say they're actually even getting used to scenes like this one behind me. But they're all hoping for a solution in the near future.
Man, check that out, right? Reno's just going down, man. It is. It's going down in Reno. Someone needs to make a song about that. What's going down in Reno? Because you know we love Reno. Okay, not me, maybe. Man, this is it's a good one over here. Washoe County, City of Reno, and the City of Sparks emergency officials continue to focus on assessment and recovery efforts as the floodwaters subside. So at least it's going down, man. Thank God. However, the region is expected to see more dangerous weather in the coming days. Oh man, it's gonna get ugly, man, because it's already swollen up. The Weather Service in Reno is predicting snow and increased winds throughout Wednesday. The flood risk is decreasing. However, officials urge residents to avoid the Truckee River in flooded areas. All right, that's good. They're getting better. They're getting better, man. So they're transitioning from flood response to recovery. All right, so good. They're done with it. I should probably make a few phone calls over there, make sure my buddies are still floating over there. That is just crazy. I'm just reading that stuff, you know. 14 feet went up, bam, just like that. I mean, what the heck, you know? That's like almost not enough time. They're showing streets just flooded all over. I mean, if you guys know Reno at all, Sparks Boulevard, I'm not sure exactly where, but it's like a river, you know? So that's what I'm saying. Be careful out there, man. You guys got to slow it down when you're out there in the rain. All right? Y'all should go try to race a go-kart in the rain, and then maybe you'll slow down when you find out how slick it really is when you're going fast. It really is. So, man, just go slow out there. Be safe. All right? And put on your vest, Mike, because you don't want to get hit one of them logs. All right. I'm Harrell. I'm there with Harrell. Exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
How dare you say that, mommy? It is unacceptable. So condescending, unnecessary, critical. I have the tendency of getting very physical. So watch your step, because if I do, you need a miracle. You dream me dying, make me wonder why I'm even here. The double vision I was seeing is my nerve. You know very well I want you gone. Now fit to fucking tread the ground that I am walking on.
So I got to take it off of me. A good thing I got producers out there that tell me what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So I was just saying that the evacuations, Lyon County authorities say 25 structures are damaged. 200 to 400 homes remain threatened. Voluntary evacuations for 19 homes in the Hidden Valley area, Pebble Beach, Pelham Drive, and Plum Hollow Circle. All right, those are all evacuations. Evacuation centers are at and Red Cross shelters. Sparks High School, Wooster High School, Latter-day Saints Church in Carson, okay, out on Airport Road, Community Center and Senior Center on Waterloo in Gardnerville. So we've got some evacuation centers set up, so you guys got somewhere to go, you know. You can bring your cows and your horses and your pigs. Says large livestock is welcome at the Reno Sparks Livestock Event Center. There's a place if you got a business that has, you know, a bunch of fleet of vehicles, you can go park them over here. Golden Eagle Regional Park, that's where that is. All right. But, man, it's just crazy out there. All right. And anyways, I don't really remember flooding like that. I mean, Tahoe had some flooding way back, and I guess it always has. I mean, we lost the whole mountain, right, on 50. Isn't that what happened? The whole freaking thing slid, you know, the mudslide. You couldn't get through there, and then it all flooded, too. I remember that, I guess, when it takes out all them houses out there, you know, on the way up to 50. Houses on the right where the old army vehicles used to be, but they got wiped out. But so I've seen it pretty gnarly, man. I mean, it's taken out all that stuff. I couldn't imagine 20 more feet in there, you know. That's what I'm talking about. But how you guys doing out there, man? I think we probably cut out of here a little early tonight. I can only talk about the flooding so much, you know. But man, I'm just telling you guys because I care, and I want you all to be safe. You know what I'm saying? Man, you guys got to be safe out there. Don't push the envelope too hard. Push the envelope. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Just don't push too hard when it comes to that kind of stuff. Wait till you get to the racetrack or the horse track or the dirt bag. I mean, whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? But all right. Man, we tried to get Phil Hand on here tonight. He said he's sick. Get better, Phil. We wish you better. He's probably faking it. He just don't want to come on. Nah, he's really sick, probably. Mad Dog, he's just out being Mad Dog. So, it's just me tonight. We're just hanging out, being cool. This is Harrell on Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Little Michael Jackson. Here we go. Dance. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Greg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer of Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
Cause we all just When I stop and think about all the good times that we had in our life, takes me to a better place. Free space inside my mind, everything that you gave me, I needed just to survive. You were right there next to me, right where I'd expect you'd be. Never took it for granted, your simple smile and a wink, 'cause I really needed you. Yes, I really needed to grab a hug and a kiss, so I feel just like this.
You can feel it. love I got for you. You know it ain't a secret, yeah, I'm feeling it every time you come around. I'm feeling it every time I hear you say, hey. Pound, and I said, don't worry, cause I wrote this song for you, because no one could make me sound the way that you do, but I just wanna spend some time, not luxury mine. Turn around, yeah. What you did, can't you see, you're missing out on everything, together we got that chemistry.
Way on down to Southern Alabama with the guitars jamming, that's where we're hit. Straight up to Butte and Montana singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man.
Wow, we're just out of time. I'm over here doing things and just realized we're out of time. All right, well, hope some of you guys made it through. I know we played a lot of music tonight. You know, just be careful out there. Them storms, all right? That's what I'm saying. Just be careful out there, man. Think twice, you know what I mean? Think in the first place. How about that? Just think before you do anything crazy. The weather's going to get worse. Slow down out there, you know what I mean? Got to slow down a little bit, leave a little earlier, you know what I mean? Don't be in a hurry. dangerous out there. A lot of wrecks, a lot of people getting hurt. So don't be one of them. Be smart, all right? That's my two cents tonight. Hump Day with Terrell. You guys have a good rest of your week. I'll see you Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out. And do something fun on Wednesday. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy on Wednesday. All right, we'll see you guys next week, man. Love you.
Something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.